You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
You also talked about your journey through, I think you said philosophy, journalism, mechanic. That's a lot of different things. But I think that the cool part about that is it helped you discover who you are, right? And help you gather skills as you went through those different phases that help you in your business today, would you say?
So the way in which I've incorporated these different experiences into my business, I think the mechanism is storytelling, right? So that's how I weave all of this in and leverage it into a structure and a system. So my job title, yes, I am the CEO and founder, but that's not helpful for me. That doesn't tell me what to do. What it says on my business card is Sherpa. If you are lost in the woods, quit hiking. You know, if you find yourself in a ditch, quit digging. So it's part of the process we take our clients through is helping them to read the map, giving them more information so that they can make the right decision. That's the cool part about maps. If you don't like the path you're on, you can change it, right? So we've really incorporated mechanical business outcomes, diagnostics. Where it hurts probably isn't the source of your problem, right? These are automotive concepts that, you know, we've applied to understanding our clients' pain points and helping them to understand that. LZ, if your back is sore because your snowblower isn't working, your back isn't the problem. The reason your back is sore is that's the thing doing the most work. The problem is probably somewhere else. And that's also true of our businesses. And as the Sherpa, you know, I've done this before. I've climbed mountains. That's what we do with our clients. We get up above the clouds so that if they're lost, if they're frustrated, if their brand isn't going where it needs to go, we drop our packs and we survey the competition, take a deep dive on their audience, look at their brand. And my job as a Sherpa isn't to be right, but it's to keep everyone together on this journey. Because if I'm way up ahead looking at this beautiful view and they're down there stuck in the creek having a bad time, that clients don't like, that doesn't feel good. They don't feel safe anymore. So I really tried to weave a lot of my different experiences together because to me, we relate to brands the same way we relate to people. Brands are living things. They're mechanical. They're also creative and poetic. And you really do need to have some of these different skills to be able to relate to people to help their brand.
So you mentioned when you were at the, I believe it was the automotive stop along your journey, there were some mistakes that they made in terms of branding. Are you open, willing to sharing some of those?
Absolutely. These are lessons that I think about hourly that I'll never forget. The biggest threat to any brand is growth and success. And the more of it, the riskier it gets. When you have success without a strong foundation, self-awareness, understanding. It doesn't have to be brand strategy. That's what I call it. But it's really just about understanding your brand and your business, telling yourself the truth about things. Most of us just don't do that anymore. But when you have that success, it's like building a skyscraper in the sand. The taller it goes, the harder it can fall. And the thing that I'm so proud about that automotive brand was that we set the bar. We defined the market. Every other shop, in my opinion, and in my experience, we were the gold standard. You were above us, or you were below us, or you were near us, but we were the brand to beat. And in the early days, it was fun, and we were passionate, and we were all there. We were all motivated. We were all highly aligned. There were some holy beliefs that we all shared, but we didn't know what they were. We didn't write them down. We didn't talk about them. We weren't intentional. It was happening. The magic was happening. This happens so often in startups too, right? We're all here. It's kind of this, a lot is happening that's unspoken or subconscious, right? And then we get successful and then we have to make decisions and we aren't really prepared to make them. So over time, the team meetings, this was really the place where you could see the problems bubbling to the surface. We were listening to the owners and we're all just kind of kicking ourselves under the table like, why won't they listen to us? Because the conversation had shifted from, are we doing the right things to take care of our clients the right way? To, we need to sell more of this, more of that, more of that. It went from a focus on our North Star and the thing that made us successful to profitability and revenue. Because as we grew over time, the brand grew up, we moved into this unbelievable facility with all this overhead. And I get it. It makes sense. We had more and more bills to pay. And that's also the problem with automotive too. To make $100, you got to spend $99. It's expensive. It's risky. And that was really it. So I think the lesson here is never, ever forget the reason why people bought from you in the first place. You can never lose sight of that. It needs to be bottled. It can change. Brands grow. They're like people, but you can't lose sight of that because the minute you do, you're just chasing money. And that's the thing that brings it all down. The point of a business actually isn't to make money. All businesses do that. You're not special. It's the how and the why are way more important than the what.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.